Tell them, you've been in this place long enough. Tell them, tell them. And I know your mountainside has been rough. But we came to declare that the struggle. Just one more time. You can just tell your neighbor, wherever you are, whatever you've been going through, say, wherever you are. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Whatever you've been going through.
God says it. God says it.
God says
the struggle is over. Just tell them, you've been in that place long enough, say it. The struggle is over. The struggle is over for you. The struggle is over. The struggle is over for you. Say,
the struggle is over.
Come on, encourage him. Prophesy.
Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
I'm going to share a word with you about speaking the word of God over your situation. Amen. Speaking the word of God over your situation. Now, you all already know that the most powerful part of your being is your mouth. Your mouth is the most powerful part of you. Your mouth can cause things to happen that no other part of your body can cause to happen. Your mouth can get you in trouble and get you out. The Bible says that death and life are in the what? In the power of the tongue. So the words that you choose, you have to choose your words wisely. And you really have to pay attention to what you're saying. Because your saying can undo all your praying. Did y'all hear me? You can undo everything you're praying by just saying the wrong thing. Amen. Because words have been given to us by God. Jesus said that a man would be justified or condemned by the words of his mouth. And he said that man would give an account for every idle word that he speaks. So that means that an idle word would be a word that has no purpose, that has no power, that has no life in it. So our words need to be filled with life, they need to be filled with purpose, and they need to be filled with power. Everybody say life,
life.
Purpose, and power. The words that you speak can have power. Amen. The words you speak can be words of life. Jesus said, "The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life." That's John 6:63. So if Jesus could speak words of life, then you can too. In fact, we're supposed to be imitating him. And we know that Jesus, when he spoke, he didn't just speak what he wanted to say. Amen. Let's look at some scriptures along that line of how powerful your words are and how important it is that you choose the right words to say over your situation in your life. You know, what are you going to say about your family, your finances, your future, your body, your mind, your spirit, your business, your marriage, your job? What you say has a lot to do with what you receive in this life. Jesus talked about the power of words in Mark chapter 11, verse 23. He said, "Whosoever shall say under this mountain." He didn't say whoever would start pushing. He didn't say whoever would take an axe to the mountain. He didn't say whoever would have a stick of dynamite. He didn't say that, did he? He said, "Whosoever shall do what? Shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart." Shall not doubt what in his heart? What he's saying. So you have to believe the words that you say are going to come to pass. That if you'll believe in your heart and say it with your mouth, God will bring it to pass if you're speaking his word. "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith," continually say, "he shall have whatever he says." He didn't say you're going to have whatever you ask for. He said you'll have what you say. That one scripture right there demonstrates to you the power of words. And when you look at Jesus, Jesus was able to do a lot of things with just words. He spoke to the mountains. Everything that we see was made out of things that you can't see, which is the Word of God. The Bible says that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. So even the mountains, the stars, the sun, all of these things came into existence because of words. Amen. And Jesus, he spoke to the dead and they came up. He could get Lazarus out of the grave by just saying, "Lazarus, come forth." And whatever happens when you die, all that was reversed. Amen. Through words. He didn't go in there and shake Lazarus and beat on Lazarus, shock Lazarus, blow air into Lazarus. He just spoke words to him. Hallelujah. Thank God for it. Amen. When the disciples were on the stormy sea and they thought they were about to drown, the boat's going to capsize on them. Jesus was back there asleep on the pillow, and they said, "Lord, don't you care we're about to perish?" And what did he do? He got up and he said what? "Peace, be still." He used words. He spoke to the wind. He spoke to the sea, and there was a great calm. We see Jesus doing that all the time. We see him speaking to a fig tree, and the tree died because of his words. Because he believed what he said was going to come to pass. And the reason why he believed what he said was going to come to pass was because he was speaking what the Father told him. You ever thought about that? Why was his words coming to pass?